This is the Rashi roundup for Parshas Vezos HaBracha. As usual, Parshas Vezos HaBracha is read very quickly over Simchas Torah in conjunction with Parshas Bereishis, so sometimes it gets overlooked in the realm of Shnai Mikra, and also it's a very hard Parsha to understand without English, without Rashi, without even basic Pshat. So we're going to try to focus on some of the Rashis that deal with the explanations of the brachos, but really you need all the Rashis just to understand what's going on. So as usual, we just recommend do as many Rashis as you can. This is just an outline. The list is no more, no less. It's a list of the Rashis that I thought were pretty essential, but they're really all essential. So the more you can do, the better. So let's just get started. We're just going to start with Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Beis. Says the Torah, Vayomar, and Moshe said, Hashem Misinai Ba Vizarach Mesir Lamo. Hashem came from Sinai, and he shone forth from Har Seir, Hofia Mehar Paran, and he revealed himself from Har Paran, V'asa Mirivos Kodesh, and he came with myriads of his holy ones, I guess referring to Malachim in this case, or Mimino Esh Das Lamo, and from his right he gave forth the Esh Das. So a couple of very important Rashi's here, Dibur Maschel, Vayomer Hashem Yisinai Ba, Pasach Tchila B'Shvachos Shal Makom, before Moshe gave any brachos, he started with praise of Hashem, Ve'achar Kach Pasach B'Tzarchayim Shal Yisrael. Then he spoke about the needs of the Jews, U'B'Shevach Shal Pasach Bo, Yesh Bo Haskarah Zechus L'Yisrael. And even within the praises of Hashem, he mentions the positive things for the Jews, Ve'kol Zer Derech Ritzui Hu. This is a way of Of appeasing Hashem, Kolomar Kedai Haim Elu Shetochol Aleihem Bracha. What was Moshe saying? These Jews are worthy that the bracha should take effect on them, that it should be chal upon them. Divrei Maschil Misinai Ba Yatzal Lekrasam Kishabol Desyatzi Betachtes Ahar. Hashem went out to greet the Jews when they came to stand at the foot of the mountain. Kechasan Ayotzi Lahakbil Pnei Kala. The beautiful image of Hashem like a chasan coming to greet the kala. Under the chuppah, shenemar likrasa elokim, lamanu shiyotza kenegdam. Right, we say it likrasa elokim in Parshas Yisro, and it teaches us that Hashem went out to greet them. Rashi Dermaskel bezarach miseir lamo, and he shone in the direction of Har Seir, or from the direction of Har Seir, and shepasach libnei Esav. What does it mean there? Why bring up Har Seir here? Because he first opened up to the sons of Esav, Sheikablu Sator V'lo Ratzu. This is the famous Medrash that Hashem first offered it to Esav, and then Mehar Paran. Why does he mention Har Paran? Shehalach Sham Upasach L'Bnei Yishmael Sheikablu V'lo Ratzu. Then he offered it to the Bnei Yishmael, and they didn't want the Torah either. And last but not least on this Pasuk, although it's Kedai to do all of them, Esh Das, the Torah is referred to as the fire of religion, that the Torah was like black fire on top of white fire, meaning the ink is like black fire and the parchment is like white fire. Nasan lahem beluchos ksav yamino, and kaviyachol Hashem wrote down the luchos in his right hand, and therefore we say he gave over with his right hand the esh das, which was the fire on top of the fire. Davar Acher, another interpretation, Eish Das Ketargumo Shenasta Lahem Mitocha Eish. It doesn't mean specifically that the Torah was fire, but it was given over amidst fire. So that there was fire on Har Sinai, and therefore Hashem gave us the Torah in the midst of such a fire. Okay, moving now to Pasuk Hey. So we say, Vayhi Bishurun Melech B'Saseif Rosh Am, and there was a king over Yeshurun, the Jewish people here being referred to as Yeshurun. And Besasif Rosheam, as the heads of the nation gathered, Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, together with the tribes, or as one with the tribes of Yisrael. Says Rashi Divrei Maschil Roshei, Kimo Kitisas Rosh, right? He says it's Lashon of counting them by head. Ruin Elusha Avarchim. Again, starting with this idea that the Jews are worthy of being blessed. Avar Acher Besasif. When is Hashem their God? When they gather together in one group with peace between them. But not when there is a machlokist amongst the Jews. Then Hashem does not want to be their God. Pasuk Zion, going over to Vizos Yehuda. We just skipped a little bit of Reuven's bracha, then right away Vizos Yehuda, and this is for Yehuda Vayomar, and Hashem said Shema Hashem. Moshe said Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. Hashem should listen to the voice of Yehuda. Ve'elamo tivyena, bring him to his people. Yadav Rav Love Ve'ezer Mitzarav Tiha, that his hands should fight for him, and he should be a helper against his enemies. So we're going to do Divra Maskil Vizos. Zos Yehuda, and says Rashi, Samach Yehuda l'Reuven v'pnei sheshneim hodu al kilkul shebiyadim. Why are they put next to each other, Yehuda and Reuven? Because they both admitted to the sin that they had committed. Shenemar, and he quotes Psukim to this effect. Va'od pirshu rabboseinu. Also, our rabbis explain shekol arboim shana shahoy Yisrael ba'midbar hu atzmos Yehuda misgalgalin ba'aron v'pnei nidu shekibel alav. Right. So Yehuda accepted upon himself to be excommunicated, and therefore the entire 40 years in the desert, Moshe Rabbeinu heard the bones of Yehuda rolling around inside his coffin. Shenemar, b'chatasi l'avi kol hayamim, right? Yehuda said to Yaakov that if I don't bring him back, I will have sinned to you, my father, all of my days. So Amar Moshe, mi garam l'ruvin sheyode Yehuda, right? Why? How did Yehuda admit to his sin? I think referring to with Yehuda and Tamar, who caused him when Reuven admitted to his sin, when Reuven did tshuva, therefore Yehuda was influenced positively, and therefore we're trying to drum up support for Yehuda here and Reuven, that Yehuda should be forgiven for the fact that he took this upon himself. And right, Rashi, next Rashi over here says, Shema Hashem kol Yehuda, Tfilas David Ushlomo, Va'asa mipnei Akushim, Yehoshaphat mipnei Amonim, V'chizkia melech Sancheriv. Right, this is all of the different famous tfilos that the descendants of Yehuda, these various kings, took upon themselves. So we're going to read now the Davar Acher in Divrei Maskil, Ve'ezer Mitzarav Tiyeh. Davar Acher, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda Kan Remez Bracha L'Shimon. This was a remez to the blessing that Shimon received, Mitoch Berchosov Shel Yehuda. Because if you notice, Shimon got skipped out of all the Shvatim, but it was really contained within the Brachos of Yehuda. Va'af Kesheholku Eretz Yisrael, Nata Shimon Mitoch Gorolo Shel Yehuda. When they divided up Eretz Yisrael, Shimon received a portion amongst Yehuda, Shenemar Michevel B'nei Yehuda Nachlas B'nei Shimon, right, as the Pesukim clarify. Why didn't Shimon get his own bracha? Right. Still, Moshe was against what he had done in Shittim, meaning the Zimri ben Salu, the Nasi of Shevet Shimon, and the Shimonites, if you will. They were going against the Torah, going against Hashem, worshiping Baal Peor, committing Yuli Arayos, and specifically rebelling against Moshe. Right. This is found in the Medrash Tehillim that Rashi is getting this from. Okay, moving now to Pasuk Tes, the brachos of Levi HaOmer. What did Levi say? La'aviv limo lo re'isiv. I did not see my father and my mother. Ve'asechav lo hikir. And I did not recognize my brother. Ve'espanav lo yadan. He does not know his own sons. Ki shamruim rasecho v'rischa yinsoro. Because he guards your words, the statements of Hashem, of v'rischa yinsoro. And they preserve the covenant, the bris, of Hashem. So what is all this referring to? Rashi Divrei Maskil HaOmer La'aviv Imo Lo Re'isiv, Ki Shechati Yisrael Be'ego, when the Jews sinned by the ego, V'amarti Mi La'Hashem Elai, and I said, who to Hashem is for me, meaning who's going to come to me to fight for Hashem? Nesfo Elai Kol B'nei Levi, right? Says in the Pesukim that Shevet Levi showed up. V'tzivisam La'arog Es Avi Imo, Hum Yisrael, O Es Achiv Me'imo, O Ben Bito, V'chein Asu, right? I told them he has to kill those who worship the ego, and maybe that was a relative of yours, maybe not. Right, can't be talking about his actual father or even his brother from his father's side, or even his children. Why? They're all from Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi lo chata echad mehem, and not even one Shevet Levi individual sinned by the Egel. Shenemar kol b'nei Levi, because it says in the pasuk, "Vayesfu elav kol b'nei Levi." All of the Levites came to Moshe Rabbeinu, so you can't say that. That any of the Levim were the ones who had to go out and be killed. Okay, that also will do Ubrischa. Ubrischa Yinsoro, Osam Shanoldim Midbar. Right, so another thing that the Levi did differently is those who were born in the Midbar, they got a bris mila. Yisrael lo hayim al anes b'neim. The Yisrael and the rest of Klal Yisrael did not give a bris mila in the midbar. V'heim hayim al anes b'neim. But they actually did give a bris mila, even though the rest of Klal Yisrael thought it was a sakana, and they didn't give them a bris mila. But see Rashi and Parsha Baloscha, who elaborates on that further. Pasuk Yud Beis, moving now further. L'Binyamin Amar, as to Binyamin, he said, Yidir Hashem Yishkol Navet Techalav. To the good friend of Hashem, who will always live in security upon him. Chofef Alav Kol Yom Avein Kseifa Av Shachin. He screens him forever and rests between his shoulders. So this is referring to Binyamin. So we'll see Rashi Dimasa L'Binyamin Amar. L'Fisha Berchas Levi Ba'avot. Why is Binyamin right after Levi? Because Levi was given the bracha to do the avoda, and Binyamin was given the bracha that the Beis HaMikdash would be in his chelek. And then Yosef comes next. Because the Mishkan Shiloh was in his portion. Shenemar, right? And Vayimasbal Yosef, right? So that it quotes the Psukim and Tehillim. That this was in Yosef's property. Well, Lefisha Beis Olamim Chavim Mishilo Lekachikdim Binyamin Liosim. Binyamin comes first because obviously the Beis Hamikdash is permanent, and therefore that has more love from Hashem than the temporary dwelling place, which is the Mishkan. Moving now to Pasuk Yirches Ulzvulun. Going to the brachos of Zvulun now. Ulzvulun Amar Smach Zvulun Betzei Sechav Yisachar Ba'alecha. What was said to Zvulun? Rejoice, Zvulun, when you go, when you're in your goings out, and Yisachar should rejoice in your tents. So, what is this referring to? Rashi quotes the very famous medrash that Elu Chamisha Shvatim Sheberch Bachrona, the last five Shvatim to get the blessing, Zvulun God Bedan Menafeli VaAsher Kafal Shmoseim Lachazkam Ulahagviram. Right. So, their names are doubled in their brachos, because we want to give them extra chizik. They were the weakest of all the shvatim. If you can contrast this with the Rashi's in Parshas Vayigash, where Yosef brings them in front of Parash. Yosef Dafka brought these five brothers to Paro because they looked very weak, and he didn't want Paro to make them into generals, so he brought the weak ones over there. Then the next Rashi also quotes a famous medrash, Smach Zvulun B'Tzeisecha V'Yisachar Ba'alecha. Zvulun V'Yisachar Asu Shutfa. Zvulun and Yisachar had a partnership. Zvulun L'Chof Yamim Yishkon. Zvulun would go out to seafaring journey. V'Yotze L'Prakmatia B'Sfinos U'Mishtaker V'Nosein L'Toch Toch Piv Shel Yisachar. I read Mishtaker, that's Mistaker, sorry. So they would go out and they would do a lot of business and they'd get rich and they would give money to support Yisachar. Behem Yoshim Oskim Matar, and Yisachar would sit and learn Torah. Leficha Hiktim Zvulun Yisachar Shetarasso Shel Yisachar Aydei Zvulun Hoysa. So why did Zvulun come first? Because Zvulun was the reason Yisachar was able to learn Torah. And therefore the supporters of the Torah come actually even before those who learn the Torah. And Smach, that'll be the one we do. Now we'll move on to Pasuk Yates. Amim Har Yikra'u, people will call themselves to the mountain. Sham Yizbuchu Zibchei Tzedek. There they will shecht righteous korbanos. Ki shefa yamim yinaku usfunei tmunechol. For they will get the they'll nurse or suck the shefa, the positive benefits of the sea, and they will get the concealed treasures that are buried in the sand. So this is a very important medrash as well. Usfune tmunecho, right? So they will get the treasures that are hidden in the sand. It will do two Rashi's with the same Deramaskel. Kisuye tmunecho, those things which are covered by the sand, says Rashi. Taris v'chilazon v'schukas levein hayotzim min hayam min achol. Right, so what are we talking over here? Those things which are buried include the taris, which is tuna fish. Chilazon is the chilazon they use to make in the tcheles. Uzuchuchis levona, and white glass, which is fancy kinds of glass. Ayotzim min hayam u min achol. They come from the sea and they come from the sand. Ubechelko shel zvulunai. These were in the chelek of Zvulun. And Kemo shomer b'meseches Megillah, quotes from the Gemara Megillah, Zvulun am cheref nafsho lamus. Zvulun is a people who has, they give away their life a lot because they're moser nefesh to get this stuff from the ocean. Mishum de Naftali, Amro Misadeh. Naftali is in the heights of the field. So what does all this mean? Haya Misraim Zvulun al Chalko. Zvulun was complaining about their chelek. La'achi nasata sada sukramim v'chule. You gave Naphtali all of these fields and vineyards, and etc. And I have to go scuba diving to the bottom of the ocean to get my parnasa. So he wasn't so happy about that. Next, Yerim Masko Smune. Smune in the concealed loshon kisui. It means it's covered, kimo shenemar, as it says, Vayisman Sabayis, Vesafos Be'erez, Vetargumo, Umetalel, Bechure Arzaya. Right, and what does it mean? And the roofed panels of the cedar. So this also refers dafka to something that is covered. That's how Onkelos translates it. But again, we're referring to the idea of something covered. Davar acher, another explanation. Amim har yikro, people call to the mountains. Al yedei prakmat yishol zvulun tagare umosa olam boim el art. So because of all the business dealings of zvulun, then all of the nation's businessmen will come to Eretz Yisrael. V'hiyo medes al asfar, there on the boundaries. V'heim omrim ho'il v'nitztar nu'ad kan, ne'lechad Yerushalayim v'nira ma'yirasa shalumazu. We made it this far, let's go to Yerushalayim and see what their God is like. U'ma ma'asel, and how you worship their God. V'heim ro'im kol Yisrael ovdim le'aloka echad, v'ochlim machal echad. Right, they see that all the Jews are worshiping one God, and they're eating the same food, meaning they could actually eat korbanos together with Hashem. Lefisha hagayim eloho shel ze, lo ke eloho shel ze. They all have different gods. Macholo shel ze, lo ke macholo shel ze. And they don't eat, they don't share korbanos, they don't share foods, they don't have the same culture. Ve'im omrim ein umak shera kazu, and they'll say, wow, there's no nation that's as chashuv as this. Umizgairin shaman, they'll become gairim. And that's what it means. Ve'heim yizvachu zivchei tzedek. They will bring righteous karbanos. A beautiful, beautiful medrash about making a kiddush Hashem in business. It's really a chash of a thing. You make a kiddush Hashem in business. You lead people to recognize the Rabbanu Shalom's greatness. Now moving to Pasuk Chaf. Ulgod Amar, and to God he said, Baruch Marachiv God. Right. Blessed is he who broadens God. Kilavi Shachain v'tarav zro af kodkod. They will tear off. He lives like a lion. Sorry, he lives like a lion. The Torah Zero Afkodkod, and will tear off an arm as well as a head. Now, what on earth does this mean? So Rashi explains, the Torah Zero Afkodkod, Harugehem Hayu Nikarim. You could recognize someone that they had killed. Chodchen Arosh Imazroa B'Maka Achas. They would be able to cut off the head together with the arm in a single blow. Now, why that's so chashuv, I think someone once told me, b'shem the Kli Yakar, so check out the Kli Yakar to see why that's actually a good thing. Okay, now we are moving to Pasuk Chaf Tes. Skipping a little bit here. And the Ashrecha Yisrael, so this is after all of the brachas are over, says, fortunate are you, Yisrael, mi chamocha, who is like you, Amno Shabbat Hashem Agen Ezrecha. You are a person, you are a nation who is saved from Hashem, who guards you as a shield and helps you. Vasher cherev gavasecha, and he is the sword of your pride, of your gaiva. Vikachashu oyevecha lecha lach vaata alba mosemo tidroch. Your enemies will all lie to you, but you trample on their high places. So Rashi over here, divra maschil ashrecha. Do both Ashrechas, Ashrech Yisrael, Achash, Parat Lehem, Abrachos, Omer Lehem. After Moshe said over all of the specific brachos for the Shvatim, then he said in a general, Kloli stick away, Mali Lifro Lachem, Klal Dover HaKol Shalachem. What else can I say individually about you? You get it all. Why? Because Ashrech Yisrael, Michamoncha. Fortunate are you who's like you, Toshiacha Bahashem, Asher Humagin Ezrecha V'cherev Gavosecha, because you get everything, your salvation comes from Hashem. Once you're getting things from Hashem, there's nothing else to talk about. Moving now to Perek Lamed Dalid Pasuk Aleph, Ayal Moshe Me'arvos Moav El Har Nevo. Moshe went up from the fields of Moav to Har Nevo, Rosh HaPisgah, to the head of the Pisgah, Asher Al Pnei Yericho, right, to the height of the mountains facing Yericho. Hashem showed him all of the land from Gilad to Dan. Let's do Dira Maskil Eskola Aretz. Hareyo Eskola Aretz Yisrael B'Shalvasa Amitzikin Hasidin Lios Matzikin La. So he showed them all of Eretz Yisrael in a state of peace. and those who were going to oppress it as well. He showed him the good times, and he showed him the bad times. We'll do Ad, the Maskal Ad. Don, Hareyu b'nei Don, Ovdim of Odezara. He showed them the people of Don worshipping Odezara. Shenemar v'yakimalem b'nei God, Esa Pesel, right, worshipping Pesel Micha. V'hareyu Shimshon, Sha'asid Latzeh Shemenu l'moshe. And he showed him Shimshon is going to come out and save the Jewish people from Don. Now, a similar theme in Rashi going forward. Pasuk Beis, Ve'eis Kol Naphtali, showed him all the lands of Naphtali, Ves Eretz Ephraim, Menashe, Ves Kol Eretz Yehuda, Ad Hayam HaAcharon. Showed him all of the Shvatim, including Yehuda, until the final sea. So what is going on here? Rashi, Ves Kol Naphtali, Hareyu Artzel, B'Shal Vasa, V'Chur Bonav, Hareyu Devoru, Barak, Mekadesh, Naphtali, Nilchamim, Im Sisra, V'Chayelosav. He showed him all the positives, the peacefulness and the destruction, and he showed him specifically Devorah and Barak, who would wage war against Sisera and his armies. Es Eretz Ephraim and Manasseh, Areo Artsam B'Shal Basav Chuvana, same thing, showed him their lands and its peace and its destruction. Areo Yoshua Nilcham and Malchi Canaan, showed him Yoshua fighting against the kings of Canaan, Shabami Ephraim, because he was from Shevet Ephraim, V'Gidon Shabami Manasseh Nilcham in Midian and Amalek, and showed him Gidon fighting wars as a shofate against Midian and Amalek. V'eskol Yeretz Yehuda b'shalvas v'churvana v'harei malchus beis David v'nitzchunam. Showed him the good times and the bad times, and he showed him malchus beis David and all of their victories ad hayam acharon, until the final sea. Eretz Hamarav b'shalvas v'churvana. Same thing, the good and the bad for the western parts of Eretz Yisrael. Davar acher, al tikrei hayam acharon ela hayom acharon. Don't read it the final sea, but the final day. Hareo Kadosh Baruch Hu kol amo ra'al she'asidim li'Yisrael ad she'yichyu ha'mesim. Showed everything that was going to happen in Jewish history until the time, that great time of Tchias ha'mesim. Moving to Pasuk Gimel, Ves HaNegev, Ves HaKikar, showed him the south and the plains, Bikas Yirecho, the valley of Yirecho, Ir HaTamarim ad Sor, the city of Tamarim, of palm trees, or dates actually, ad Soar, until as far as Soar, Rashi, Diramasal, the Es HaKikar, and the plains, Hareyu Shlomo Yutza Klei Beis HaMikdash. He showed King Shlomo, who was putting the anointing oils, or the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, Shenemar, as it says, B'Kikar HaYardain Yatzakam HaMelech, right? The king put them out, he anointed them on the plains of the Yardain, in the thick clay. Okay, so this was a reference to the Beis HaMikdash of the great Shlomo HaMelech. Moving forward to Pasuk Hey, Vayamos Shal Moshe, and Moshe died there, Eved Hashem, the slave, the servant of Hashem, Be'eretz Moav Al Pi Hashem, in the land of Moav, based on the mouth of Hashem. Right, so that's Rashi picks up, Vayamos Shal Moshe, Efshar Moshe Meis v'kasav Ayom Hashem Moshe. How could Moshe have died, and yet it says it in the Torah? El ad kan kasav Moshe mikan ve'elach kasav Yehoshua. So this is the famous machlokes in Bava Basra, that the first opinion is that Moshe died and Yehoshua wrote the last few psukim of the Torah. Rabbi Meir Omer Efshar Sefer Torah chaser klum v'hu Omer lakoach ha-sefer ha-Torah hazeh. How could it be that the Torah wasn't complete and Moshe hadn't yet finished it, and yet he says he gave this Sefer Torah to the people of Levi and to call Yisrael? Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu Omer v'Moshe Kasa B'Dema. Hashem said it and Moshe wrote it in tears. Excuse me. Okay, that Gemara obviously in this Rashi needs tremendous explanation. Al Pi Hashem, what does it mean by the, so Pashup Shat, by the word of Hashem? But the Gemara says no, B'Nishika, it means with the kiss of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the greatest of all deaths. Pasuk Vav, Vayikbor Oso Bagai Be'eretz Moav Mul Beis Peor, and they buried him in Gai, in the land of Moav, at opposite Beis Peor. Lo Yada Ishes Kvuraso Ad Hayom Hazeh. Nobody knew where he was buried to this, nobody knows to this very day. Dir Masla Vayikbor Oso HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvodo. Who buried him? Hashem himself. Unbelievable. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, who cover es atzmo? He says, no, Moshe did it for himself. Vizehu Echad Mishlosha Esin Shahir Rabbi Shmuel Darshkin. This is one of the few times that he darshened the Lashon Es. Vayikbor Oso, that means himself. Kayotzibo, similarly, Beyom Aleis, he made Nizro Yavi Oso. Who mevius atzmo, right? Similarly, as by the Nazir, I will skip the rest of the examples. Check them out, and it says mul beis paor kivro haya muchan sham yishishes me brish lechaper al meisa paor. Moshe's burial place was actually set aside a long time in advance, from the times of creation, so it could be a kapara for the avera of the worship of Baal Peor that was going to happen there. Again, another link between Moshe Rabbeinu and Shevet Shimon that we find here. And this is on the list that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says is one of the things that was created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. Let's go to Pasuk Zayin. Moshe Bein Me'av Esrim Shana B'Moso. Moshe, as we know, was 120 when he died. Lo Chasa Eino Lo Nas Lecho. His eyes did not weaken, they didn't get dimmer, and his moisture was not dried out. His skin didn't dry out at all. Rashi Devarmascha Lo Chasa Af Mishemes. Even after he died, the light did not go out of his eyes. Pasuk Ches, Vayivku b'nei Yisrael es Moshe b'arvos Moav shloshim yom, and the Jewish people, but specifically the b'nei Yisrael, as we'll see in Rashi, cried for 30 days in the fields of Moav, vayitmu yimei b'chi eva Moshe, and then the days of the avelus and crying for Moshe finished. Rashi, d'maraskal b'nei Yisrael hazecharim, who cried for Moshe, the men, avo ba'aharon mitoch shaya rodev shalom v'nosin shalom ben ish l're'eo ben ish l'bayla, Nemar kol beis Yisrael. The difference is that Aaron brought peace. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah to Klal Yisrael. He led them. That was much more shayach to the males, whereas Aharon was busy bringing peace, not only between a man and his friend, but also between a husband and a wife, and therefore both the men and the women. Zach Zacharim and Akevos cried when Aaron HaKohen was Nifter. Each one filled a very unique role, these two great leaders that we had. Pasuk Yud. V'lo kam navi od b'Yisrael k'moshe, and there will never be another navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, asher yada'o Hashem, Hashem panim el panim, that Hashem knew him face to face. Rashi, asher yada'o panim el panim, shahaya libo gaspo, they were used to each other, they were like pals, kaviyachol, whatever that means. They knew each other very well. He could speak to him whenever he wanted. Right, so we have these cases where Moshe says, "All right, I'll go to the Ribbono Shel Olam with this." He didn't sit and wait for a nevuah. He went to somehow speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Yud Beis, last pasuk in the Torah. And for all the strong hand, or all the great awesomeness, that's how our scroll translates it, Asher asa Moshe le'nei Klal Yisrael, that Moshe did in the eyes of, or in front of, all of Yisrael. Rashi, l'chol ayad ha-chazaka shekibel es ha-Torah b'luchos b'yadav, that he received the Torah with the luchos in his hands, and l'chol ha-mora ha-gadol nisim u'gvuro shebemidbar ha-gadol v'hanora, right, that the, meaning the, all the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu did in the awesome desert. And or that you could say that the words Gadol HaNor are going on not just the Midbar, but going on the Nisim and the Gvuros, then the awesome and mighty miracles that he did. Le'enei Kol Yisrael, last Rashi in the Torah. Shanasa libo lishbor aluchos einem. What does it mean that he did it in front of the eyes of the Jews? He had an idea. I'm going to break the luchos in front of the Jewish people's eyes. Shenemar v'ashbareim le'eneichem. Right, his schema dasa kadosh baruch hu ledaito, and Hashem agreed with him. He thought it was a good idea. Shenemar asher shibarta yiyasher koach sheshibarta. He says that the luchos that you broke, meaning amaskim yasher koach, that you broke them, you did the right thing. Again, this completes Rashi for the Rashi roundup. Excuse me, certainly doesn't complete the Rashis for Parshas Vezos Habracha yasher koach chazak chazak v'nischazek.